Yeah, I'm sitting here and I feel like I'm in a full diaper. I'm just sweating like a rapist. And
Oh my God,
I
dude,
don't
this.
know if it's like all, if it's all sweat or water, because I finished up and then I dumped a bunch of water over my head. So probably like I'm sitting in like water more than sweat.
Why did you dump water on your
I
head?
was sweaty and hot, so I gave myself kind of a hooker bath of sorts. Hooker bath is when you like dab like paper towel or like a towel and wipe yourself with it, like a wet, but I just dumped my water. I took my shirt off, made sure I didn't have headphones in my ears anymore, and dumped water over myself. It was kind of like a, is it a high class hooker bath or is it a lower class hooker bath? I dumped a bunch of water over myself, but then it all got into
You
into
clearly
my
didn't strip
underwear
down. You
and my
just clearly didn't
shorts.
strip down to do
I should
this.
have. I should have got
So
bare ass
yeah,
naked. I was by the courts, so it's not like
where did you
anyone would
think
have
the water was gonna
seen
go?
my twig and giggleberries. Yeah, I should have done that.
But like, where did you think this was gonna end up?
I guess, yeah, I just wanted to, clean myself off and cool myself down. I'm gonna take my shirt. I hope you don't mind
Now get naked, buddy.
if I'm sitting doing the podcast with no shirt on. I started recording, by the way. You probably
I
figured that
figured.
out by the way I was talking. The fact that I conveniently waited until now to talk about hooker baths and whatnot.
And then in very specific detail.
Yeah, like the only detail that I would give if I was talking to an audience of six. We're averaging about six. This episode of Grown Man Coloring is brought to you by Josh Kyle, JoshKeil, but pronounced Kyle because he's from the Deutschland, I think, or his like name. Oh, sweet, we got the game. It's 2-0 lost. I knew this series wasn't over. I knew. I can't say I knew, but the 3-1 Pittsburgh series lead wasn't enough. I was thinking, this thing is not over. And Washington could easily come back and win this thing, and I think they just may do that. And if they pull this out, down 3-1, and come back and win the series, they're going to win the cup. You heard it here first. Actually, you probably didn't hear it first. You probably heard it first from some actual hockey analyst that knows the game much better than I do. But yeah, they're fucked if they can't. I mean, Washington's a hell of a team. Pittsburgh did a really good job to be up 3-1 in the first place.
Okay, sorry, catch me up in this series. I haven't followed this one. I've only really been following the two Canadians.
Well, I think it went 2-0 Pittsburgh. Washington won game
Correct.
three in overtime, I think. Maybe not in overtime. I don't know. Pittsburgh won game four, and then it's looking like, holy fuck, Pittsburgh is gonna make Washington sports woes continue. Washington has take it from a Montreal Expos fan that followed them over to Washington. Washington has had a tumultuous sports history, and the Capitals are maybe the most glaring part of that. I don't follow the Redskins, so I don't really know. But the Caps have had a rough go, but they always have great teams, but they always, I mean,
Yeah.
Pittsburgh won the cup. Like, I don't know. I think people harp on Ovechkin for never winning a cup and the Capitals for never winning a cup. I mean, it's fucking hard. Especially these days with all the parity in the league. So, I don't know. But
32
it's.
teams, like there's a chance that,
Well, it's 30, and it's going to be 31.
or sorry, yeah. But I mean, even if like there's a 1 in 30 shot that they could win,
Yeah,
you
well,
know.
you know.
That means Ovechkin would have to play in the league 30 years, in theory, to just have an equal chance.
Well, I get you, that's one way to look at it. And
I mean,
that,
it's
I
just from a
mean,
pure,
pure
like,
mathematical
yeah.
standpoint. It's
That's not
also
how it plays
like,
out. That's
yeah,
clearly
I
not how
mean,
it plays out.
teams develop better than other teams because of their
Oh,
GMs
no.
and their farm system.
You
And
would love if Vegas set their odds based on that.
yeah, oh yeah,
You're like,
yeah.
oh, Pittsburgh, they should only win once every 30
One
years.
out
I'll
of
bet
thirty,
against
yeah.
them doing
Oh,
that.
yeah. If they were a 1 in 30 underdog, you'd be betting for yeah. You'd be going,
No, I clearly know that it's
yeah.
not wrong. I'm just
I
like,
know. But it's
but it's
hard.
hard.
It's fucking hard because there's parity in the league now. There's a salary cap era. It's wicked hard, and I think winning is difficult. Is hard. Is incredibly hard. It's probably the hardest thing to do in sports. So yeah, I think people get too wrapped up in teams not winning when they're the favorite
Yeah.
and all this stuff. But, okay, so Pittsburgh goes up 3-1, and you're thinking, holy fuck, like, this Washington never winning a cup thing, and an Ovechkin never winning a cup thing, like, this, winning the President's Trophy and not winning a cup thing, this thing is continuing.
Yeah.
So, holy shit, this is crazy. And then Washington kind of blew them out of the water. They were down in the third period, but kind of blew them out of the water in the third period in Game 5. And now they're up 2-0 in Game 6, so it looks like we're going 7. And,
So going back to your Washington sports things here, would you, and I haven't been there a ton, but my belief at looking on a map is that I know that they're not that close, but Washington and Baltimore are two huge cities that are like right beside each other.
Yeah, they're kind of like, oh, that was,
they're
a
kind of a twin
there.
City in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I didn't really kind of realize this until I became a Washington Nationals fan, converted, like, until I followed the Expos to Washington. I didn't really realize this, but, like, the Baltimore-Washington rivalry is huge. And Baltimore plays in the AL, and Washington plays in the NL, but there's a rivalry. Like, these two teams hate each other. At least the fans do.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Baltimore fans. At all. Ever since one year after the first year that the Jays won the World Series, Cito Gaston was the manager of the All-Star team, and they were winning. At the end of the game, he put Dwayne Ward in to close the game out instead of Mike Mussina, who was a Baltimore Oriole at the time, and the game was in Baltimore. He probably should have put Mussina in, but Dwayne Ward was his Blue Jay, and he wanted to give the rub to his Jay.
Yeah.
So he put Dwayne Ward in. The crowd lost their shit over it. And then the next time that Toronto played Baltimore, the Baltimore faithful booed the Canadian national anthem.
Yeah, that's shit.
So ever since then, I've kind of had it out for Baltimore sports fans.
Well, okay.
Apparently, Baltimore is a crime-ridden city. The Wire takes place in Baltimore. It's kind of a... I don't want to say shithole, having
it's
never been there,
STDs,
but it's full of crime and... Oh, yeah? It's full of STDs.
Yeah.
Huh.
This is just, it's a, yeah, it's, the city's got a ton of problems, apparently.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
My comment to you was, like, so I guess in a sense you're answering that question, because I was wondering if you could kind of lump Baltimore into Washington sports teams, but you're saying absolutely not. Because I'm wondering, because I'm betting those two stadiums are, like, same distance between, like, Mets and Yankees. Right, like,
do you think they're that close to each other?
Well, I don't know if they're that close, but like, how? I think they're pretty fucking close.
Huh. Wow. I didn't realize that. Apparently, Washington fans have
What's
been
the name
shitty.
Of the stadium where the Nationals play?
Nationals Park. Easy to remember. It rolls right off the tongue. I remember there was a thing about Washington Nationals fans, like, right when they first kind of got their team, too. I guess they were pretty shitty also, in a different way, just uneducated. I guess they were, like, the only fans in the league that did the wave. This was, like, apparently you don't do the wave at a baseball game, and they were doing the wave, and people kind of looked down on them and laughed at them for that. So, yeah. I don't know still shitty.
Washington Nationals Park?
I think it's just called Nationals Park. They show it in the opening of House of Cards. You see Washington or Nationals Park. So, anyways, Josh Kyle, great guy. We really like him, and he sponsored the show. I'll give him a look. JoshKyleHealth.org or something. I don't know. Just Google him if you want to know about getting better at health and stuff like that. Without further ado. Another episode of Grown Men Coloring. I picked the wrong song to open the show with. I'm very excited for the new Flatliners record, and they're playing in Saskatoon soon. So I wanted to open the show with a song from the new Flatliners. And I thought I'd just open it with the opening song of the album, forgetting that it builds. It's like a build.
Yeah.
And a long build, longer than I remember. This would have been the good time to open the show. We opened to this part of the song.
Yeah.
Now it's...
kind of the first 30 seconds.
The first, you know, the build. This is when... and now another episode of Grown Men Coloring.
And then...
and also better quality sound would probably help everything too. But we're trying. We're trying to create a...
but we're not really trying.
We're not really trying. Yeah, it's...
let's not say you're trying, because, like, we talked about that last time. You'd splice that in.
I would splice that in if I was using GarageBand instead of my phone, or if I was trying. Yeah, I'd borrow Lisa's computer, and we'd use GarageBand.
Can you do that in Audacity?
I probably can, but again, we're not really trying, so I haven't learned how to do it.
Yeah, there's probably there's probably an app where you can do that right on your phone.
Yeah.
I guess we'll never know.
Yeah. I guess we'll never know. Not anytime soon.
Yeah. 38 miles between the two stadiums.
38 miles.
Yeah, so okay.
Jeez,
it's
that's...
March that's, further apart than I thought, but...
oh, that's like a half hour.
Yeah.
If you're driving fast.
Yeah.
Depending on traffic.
Yeah.
Washington and Baltimore aren't really known for their traffic, so...
yeah.
Yeah, they're wicked close to one another. I had no idea. I knew they were close to each other, like they were sort of like regional rivals, but I didn't know they were that close to one another.
Yeah. Yeah, because we always think about, like, things like hockey, Philly, Pittsburgh, right? But, like, Philly's way closer to New York and New Jersey and, yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Where are the football teams that they all... oh, I guess the two New York teams. Every time I've been to, fuck, that shithole in New Jersey. Atlantic City. every time I've been to Atlantic City... there's always, like, because I went there several years in a row for work in December for a conference, which is the wrong time of year to go there, because it's kind of a beach town.
You're kind of saying that every time is the wrong time to go to Atlantic City, though, are you not? You just called it a shithole.
I called it a shit... okay, but I've been there four times, but every time, just like the racquetball tournaments, right, same time of year every time, and I went there for a conference, but the reason they have the conference there is because it's, like, the slow season... because in addition to it just being like a casino place, there's the beach is apparently a thing. It's
okay.
A big beach community.
They have a like legit beach.
So I'm told. But now it's just all dark and fucking cold. There is a huge beach, nobody on it. There's nobody outside. There's just half dead people at the VLTs. Like, it's bad.
Old people.
So you go there.
Off of
there. Yeah.
Bunch of Abe Simpsons.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Grandpa Simpsons falling asleep at the Vilts.
Yeah, basically. At the Vilts. Anyways, when I go there, it's football season, and I always just found it kind of weird based on the fandom that's around at that time, because everyone's Jets, Giants, and Eagles.
Huh.
And I was just remembering three teams and thinking that there would be another team, but it was...
there just wasn't.
Yeah.
Is there an NFL team from New Jersey?
Well, depends who you ask, because the... Jets and the Giants play in the same stadium, which is located in New Jersey.
Really?
So, New York only has one football team that plays in New York, and that's the Buffalo Bills.
Huh. That seems fucked up to me.
It is fucked up.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Crosby's really getting into it with Jay Beagle here.
Yeah.
Is it Jay Beagle or... I don't know. Beagle.
That guy.
They're really battling.
They're clearly showing this as a replay. But.
Yeah. And then he gave him the old back elbow John Jones style, but Beagle just smiled at him. Crosby smiled back, so they must be good friends off the ice.
Yeah. Or they're just like, hey, good battle, man.
Yeah, this is playoff hockey. It's what it's all about.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying this Pittsburgh-Washington rivalry, I must say. I want Pittsburgh to win this, but, seven games, Washington winning the series wouldn't bother me too much. So, how the fuck does that get by, where New York teams are playing, I mean, New Jersey and New York, close in proximity.
Yeah, but
I went to a pro wrestling show in New Jersey once, and I drove from New York, so they're clearly close to one another.
Yeah,
but that's fucked up.
Like, it is just...
those are storied teams, storied franchises. At least the Giants are.
The Jets?
Yeah.
Like,
The Giants have played in New Jersey longer than the Jets have. Because the last stadium, they built a new stadium, I think it's in the last 5 years there, at the same, I want to call it the Meadowlands, but it is the Meadowlands.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is the Meadowlands. The previous stadium was called Giants Stadium. And then the New York Jets couldn't find a new facility to play in New York City. So they started playing at Giants Stadium, and then they called it the Meadowlands when the Jets played there, and then they called it Giants Stadium when the Giants played there.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, I did too. It's, you know, but it was always kind of, it was the Giants Stadium.
Yeah.
And so they never really, I mean, I think over time it evolved, and then when they went to rebuild it, they built it for, you know, two teams to have their own locker rooms and the like. So that's how they did that. But.
Neat. So they just stagger their home games so that they're never on the, well, obviously.
Yeah.
You can't have, I guess you could have a home game at nighttime and a home game during the day, but that'd be pretty fucking unmanageable.
Yeah, no, they can, like, because it's only one game a week, right? So they can manage it pretty easy. I did a bad job closing the curtain.
It's not that bad.
Well, it was bad enough that it's still hitting my eye when I sit.
Right when you're sitting down, you get poked in the eye by the sun.
Yeah. But, that's how they do it in New Jersey. So
yeah, New Jersey gets a bad rap, or maybe a deserved rap. I don't know. I've only really been to New Jersey once. And I saw the first pro wrestling show by a company called Evolve. And I went there for kind of one match. But I had fun in the time that I was in New Jersey. I was in Rahway, New Jersey. I hear bad things.
I mean, so my time was spent in Atlantic City. I don't know, like, a lot of people that shit on New Jersey, I believe, are like the New York City people. And they're specifically talking about the part of New Jersey that's not on the other side of Manhattan.
Okay.
And I forget what it's called right now. What's that, like Newark, New Jersey?
Oh, yeah.
Type, where they're still kind of like New York City, except they're in New Jersey. And I think those are the ones that get shit on. But like when I went to Atlantic City, we would actually fly, the nearest major airport was Philadelphia.
Really?
So we'd fly into Philadelphia.
Huh.
And then what I also thought was fucking weird. It's an hour drive from Philadelphia to get to Atlantic City. Atlantic City is right on the Atlantic Ocean. And so you'd land in the state of Pennsylvania, you would drive 1 hour and get across the entire state. Right? Because you're going from not even, you start at the like west part of the New Jersey border and you drive as far east as you can drive straight across.
That's
kind of you can't do provinces in an hour.
No, you really can't. Canada, landmass, large population, other than Ontario, Quebec, not so large.
Yeah.
So, states are interesting that way. Like I drove to some racquetball tournaments while I was in Ontario, and certain tournaments that were in Pennsylvania or Maryland or, you know, New York, and you go through a lot of states. The New York ones, you didn't really go through that many states. You're kind of in New York the whole time, and then you get to the tournament. But there was times when I'd cross through like four states going to like Maryland.
Yeah.
Whereas New York, the Syosset at New York is about a 9-hour drive from Kitchener, and so is Millersville, Maryland. And going to Maryland, I'd go through a bunch of different states. Going to New York, I'd kind of be in
New York.
After I left Ontario, I'd be in New York the whole time.
Yeah.
Actually, that might not be true. There might have been spots where I would dip into
Michigan,
Pennsylvania, or Michigan, and then dip back out, based on the way the map went. I'm not sure about.
Yeah.
That's like lacrosse stick work. These Crosby and Beagle here. It's vicious.
Crosby's getting pretty chippy in there too. Usually.
Oh yeah, no, he doesn't put up with any shit. That's for sure. He can dish it out. I mean, he takes a lot of it because
and their dog is picking on him when they play against him, but
yeah.
he dishes it out too. He's a tough guy, and he's feisty, let me tell you. I'm glad that his dome seems to be okay. I don't want to see him have a short career because of concussions.
That would be so, like, the league's already got kind of two strikes on getting that right with him, and
yeah,
the third strike is a blow to the head that
I'm worried
probably ruins two careers, quite frankly.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm really worried. Yeah, no kidding. Whoever takes him out is probably going to be... Is that what you mean by two careers?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, the guy that ends his career is...
You know,
I really hope that doesn't happen. I hope that his career ends on his terms.
Yeah.
And he ends because he's done playing, not because, you know, he... And by his terms, I mean, ending your career on concussions can be your terms, too, because you stop playing because it's too dangerous. I mean...
We know what you mean.
No help,
yeah.
Exactly, yeah. You guys know what I mean.
Where he chooses, you know what, I've had a great career, and I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't want to play anymore.
Yeah, that would be the way I would like to see him go.
Not where I'd like to play, but I have to. My brain hurts.
Yeah, and I'm worried that I'm going to murder my wife and family like Chris Benoit.
I just listened to that. The other thing, though, you know what was kind of weird? I thought everyone was talking about that Niskanen hit.
Yeah.
I thought... How come nobody talked about how Ovechkin hit him in the head with the stick just prior to that?
Yeah.
I thought that was far worse.
I watched the podcast American Wyshynski. I listen to a hockey podcast called American Wyshynski. It's awesome. Even outside of their hockey talk, they're just like really good personalities. They're funny. I've listened to Jeff Merrick.
Good guys like us.
Good guys like us.
Yeah, okay.
I've listened to Jeff Merrick since I was like a little kid in high school because he used to be one of the hosts on a pro wrestling show that I still listen to this day called The Law, Live Audio Wrestling. It was back on TSN Radio, or no, it was on the Fan 590 way back in the day, which was like an Ontario sports radio channel. Now it's on TSN Radio, but he used to be on that, so I was a big fan of his from when I was little. I didn't know that he also knew a shit ton about hockey until eventually he was on CBC. Well, they were talking about that, and they said that their feeling is that the Pittsburgh guys were much more upset about what Ovechkin did than what Niskanen did.
Yeah.
I don't know that the slash on the head was... I think he was trying to slash him in the feet and shit to get him to, like, fall and not score. And then his stick kind of pops up. And maybe he gives him a little bop on the head with it when it's up. Or
but
maybe it just
like
kind of happens by accident. I don't know that.
But
that
it's
was...
just kind of shady. That's all. Like, I don't think it was he intentionally tried to hit him in the head, but I think he hit him in the head. What's his stick doing up there?
Yeah.
And I just thought it was kind of interesting that most of the media seemed to be like Niskanen hit him
Niskanen,
in the head.
Niskanen, yeah.
And it was... I just kind of, you know, my opinion, he just happened to be there when he, like...
I mean, he was, and he even said in the interview, like, he was cross-checking him, but he wasn't, he didn't spread his hands out a whole bunch, and he didn't, like, come out violently at him. He was going to hit him. Like, he was trying to hit him, but all of a sudden, by the time it got time to hit him, Crosby's face is, his teeth are in his stick. Like, it's... Yeah, I mean, gun to my head, I would say that I didn't think it was an intentional... intent to injure play.
But I think it was the stick in the head that kind of dropped him to his knees, too.
And the slash to the legs and all that stuff. Like, it was a bunch of crazy shit all happening at once. And, I think the stick to the head put him in the vulnerable position that he was when he got to Niskanen's stick. Mm-hmm. For sure. But, it sucks to see. But I'm glad to see him only miss one game from it. Or, I guess, two games. Because it happened early...
Oh, did it? Yeah.
It happened early in game 4, right? So he missed... No. Early in game 3. So he missed game 3.
I had something going on that day, so I...
You were talking to me about that.
I turned it on really late. I forget what I had going on, but...
They scored the two goals in like a minute, like the last minute and a half of the game, and you were like, did this game get interesting all of a sudden?
Yes.
And then I got to Lisa's parents' house. They had family over visiting. So, and by the time I got there, the game was over. I just finished umping. And then I was kind of texting with you about the game and whatnot. I like when Ron McLean makes corny jokes. If you watch him a lot, he makes little corny pun jokes, and I always like it.
Dad jokes?
Yeah, dad jokes. Do you think I'm going to be making a lot of dad jokes soon? I kind of probably already do.
I don't know, man.
It's crazy times.
I'm interested to see how you respond to the a kid.
Yeah.
I think you're not overtly irresponsible, but you're a little, like, you're kind of a slob. Like, there's just a lot of little things about you that, like, they're Lee-isms. I think when you don't, and I've never had a kid, but I can see how like 3 months of no sleep plus work plus like a ton of extra
responsibility
with the kid and helping Lisa out and all that shit, it might like change your routines on some of that.
Huh. Might make me more efficient.
It might.
Force the issue.
Yeah.
Oh, this game isn't until Wednesday. Game 7, Anaheim-Edmonton, isn't until Wednesday.
I know. I'm going to Edmonton tomorrow. I looked. I would have changed my flights home.
But it's in Anaheim, right?
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
That's when I first... Game 7, Edmonton.
Game 7.
Oh, it's on Wednesday. Oh, and it's in Anaheim. But, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel more efficient in the summer. More efficient and productive in the summer because I'm busier.
Mm-hmm.
I have little bouts of, like, insanity, though. Like, there's always times when it all comes crashing down, just the lack of sleep, coupled with the busyness. I can sometimes have my blow-ups when that happens. Maybe that's not allowed.
Yeah, I don't know.
The same way with a kid. I mean, it shouldn't be allowed, but sometimes, you know. I mean, blow-ups are blow-ups. I mean, if I can, you know, vanish to the garage and... I don't know, deal with it. It just not involve the kid and my wife and my dog, because it does stress them out.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Is like, mm-hmm. maybe you just respond to it differently.
Yeah.
I don't know if that means you address the thing that gets you to that point, or if you, I don't know, if you secretly smash rackets in your garage. I don't know how. I'm kind of, because I know you. You're one of my best friends. I've known you for a long time. I feel like I know a lot of like your these little things that you're neurotic about, or that like I could never live with you because
wouldn't work.
Yeah, it just wouldn't work. Because there's sometimes
I could live
just
with
a
you.
Shit.
I could live with you, but you couldn't live with me.
Yeah, there's sometimes would just be a shit in the toilet, and like these little things about, and you know, like that would drive me nuts. And maybe you just don't have the, you know, maybe you just don't, you're thinking about other things, and then you just take your shit and flush the toilet and not worry about...
figure my shit out, because there's someone else I gotta live for.
Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say.
Oh,
like
absolutely, absolutely I do.
So I personally am just kind of curious to see how you,
how
your
I do
habits,
it.
Your
yeah.
habits change, because
yeah.
I think that's probably certain that...
Well, something you have to.
I would hope that a kid would
change
you. Yeah.
Like, you have to change. It's,
yeah.
You let it change you.
Yeah.
It's just the reality of the situation. I hope that I'm still going to be able to play racquetball.
Yeah.
And at the, you know, it's not like I've been playing that many tournaments lately.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that I'm still going to be able to play all the tournaments that I've been playing. You know, I go to Minot, I go to Sioux Falls, I go to the selection events, I play the local requirements, and that's kind of it right now. I would like to play more of the pro stops, but I'm kind of not really doing that without a kid right now anyways, because I got to do what I can afford. So I'm hoping I'm still going to be able to do all that stuff with a kid. Neither one of us have ever had kids before, who knows?
Yeah.
That might be immensely difficult.
I mean,
I'm planning on still playing.
There are guys,
you know,
with kids that play.
That play, absolutely. You know, a lot of them are professional racquetball players. And,
yeah.
You know, but a lot of professional racquetball players have jobs outside of their professional racquetball profession, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's becoming more and more, you know, I think it's becoming more and
you
more
either.
Commonplace where guys, even in the top eight, there's guys that have jobs.
Do they?
I don't know. I mean, I've never asked them. I know Ben Croft. It was kind of conveniently with him. Like, he started having a full-time job as a top eight racquetball player, but he works with Racquetball Warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
His job is racquetball, so he probably could have not worked. But, you know, it was... you know, he's got his endorsements, plus he's got a full-time job on that's involving racquetball on top of his pro career. It's,
yeah,
that's
one,
a pretty damn good setup.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, but I know
it just
that,
seems to me that a lot of the people that are doing it are, like, they're top eight on IRT, or they live on the bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they just...
Mm-hmm.
That,
they don't,
like,
necessarily work a job that they're... Yeah,
they're racquetball
24/7. And if, for the bus, the guys that don't know what that means, Gearbox. I think some of the companies, I think more than
like
just Head's Gearbox.
Like Head's doing it now too. I thought.
Yeah,
I saw
a lot
Headbox.
Of the companies with their touring pros, they just have like an RV that they drive around the tour.
Yeah.
For so the, and the guys live in there and they
go drive stop to stop. They don't have to worry about flights. They don't have to worry about. They sleep in, yeah.
Or even, they may have to worry about flights. Flights are a lot cheaper in the States, but they don't have to worry about a hotel.
Yeah.
You know, they stay on the
bus. Well, that RVs,
the
that, they can't
to.
Have a ton of those RVs, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a Formula Flow RV, so that's with Mauricio Zalata's company, and Gearbox, and if you're saying Head's doing it now.
Well, I thought we saw a Head bus at Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
And that was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a year and a half ago, I suppose.
Yeah.
It wasn't Gearbox then,
no.
So.
I know Gearbox was the first company that I ever saw do that.
Yeah.
I used to see it a lot at tournaments.
It's a great idea, though. Like,
oh,
I mean,
Dynamite. Yeah.
If something
great.
Like that was around earlier, I, you know, maybe.
There was a Canadian pro stop bus. I mean, you even had that idea.
No, we talked about that
yeah.
as kids. Is
like
buying an RV
and
buying
an
it,
RV
yeah.
and touring with. And Tim did that.
Yeah.
Tim Landy, our friend, bought an RV and took his wife on the road and toured. Played the tour full time and, you know, made the top 16 and made the national team.
Went to the Pan Am Games,
yeah. Like, I mean, I would have loved to do that at some point, but, you know, it just never really materialized. When I was playing the most stops, I think the most stops I've ever played in a season, I think I played 8 one season, and I was still living at Ken and Linda's. My parents' house at the time, so I could afford flights because I wasn't paying rent
yeah.
and whatnot, and I made it work, and then I moved out, and I was still able to play a decent amount of stops because I was able to drive to a lot of them, but I couldn't afford to play 8 and fly to them and everything like that, and I guess the opportunity wasn't really there to buy an RV. And
well, that's what I'm
it
saying.
It just never really happened, but it would have been cool
yeah.
when we were young. Absolutely.
I may have quit that job at Shell to give it a shot. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah,
there were
a
couple,
go,
there were
right?
couple there were a couple of years there after juniors were done where I was just kind of like working at Shell, not doing anything, and then, you know, eventually I decided to go to university, and that's kind of the first retirement.
Yeah.
We were talking about racquetball
yeah.
retirements, but like prior to that, may have given it a shot.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that opportunity.
Yeah, when
came.
You're young and it's like, well, when else am I going to
mm-hmm.
get a chance to do this? And, you know, things, you can't, like, I mean, I think it's not bad if something doesn't work out. Like, and just, it would have worked out. Like, not everything working out means you...
The expectation
developed into a top 8 professional, which you might have.
Yeah.
But even if that didn't happen, it's still like a great thing to have tried.
Yeah.
Like, I think, you know, the only true losers in life are the people so afraid of losing that they don't even try.
Yeah.
So you got to take a shot at it, and you have the rest of your life to work and make up for the money you spent.
I think it's easier to see that and say that now. Than,
yeah. But
than
at the time,
kids,
yeah, I mean. I'm a very liberal guy, but I made and continue to make a lot of conservative choices in life. I mean, not. I mean, I did play, like I said, I spent a lot of money and oh God, it's over. 3-0 Washington. Fuck me. Going 7. Yeah, but I mean.
Do you think that ends this?
I don't think Pittsburgh's got a hope in hell coming back in this game. Game 7 is anybody's ball game, but Washington certainly got the momentum, and they're not nearly as banged up as Pittsburgh is either. Yeah, this is, it's not looking good for the Pens, but hey.
And this will go back to Washington too?
Yeah, it will. It sure will. But, yeah, I mean, I guess I flew to maybe one of those 8 pro stops was in Edmonton. So that one I was able to drive to. But yeah, I guess it wasn't that conservative because I paid for a bunch of flights and I spent a bunch of money playing racquetball. But you know, when I moved,
there's a lot of people that after high school or before university or during university that go take a couple months and travel. I see that as no different.
Yeah, no, exactly. But I mean, once I moved out, I think that's when it really started happening. Is once I moved out and had to live on my own, I lived life a lot more conservatively. And you know, yeah, looking at it now, it's like, yeah, maybe I could have, like, maybe a little bit of debt to pursue a dream wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't have been the best thing in the world either. Like, I'm happy with all the decisions I made, and you know, I kept myself pretty above float financially. And but yeah, short story long, like you said, it is easy when you get older to look back at all the things where you made, you know, the smart decision and say, you know, maybe that wasn't the smart decision. Like, you gotta, what happened to him?
I think he just popped his shoulder out.
Oh no. Jeez.
He just kind of runs into him weird and it looks like he kind of jabs his shoulder back. That's the only thing that makes sense. Or he somehow broke his forearm.
Huh. Jeez.
Yeah, you never hear about people saying, like, you know, I read about it and it's kind of a stupid cliche, but there's some good truth to it. You know, it's like you never hear people say, I regret going on that trip.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You don't.
Yeah, you gotta pursue things. You gotta take a shot at it. And just because it doesn't work out doesn't mean that it was a failure.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's sad. Oh, yeah, maybe it was his forearm or his shoulder. It must have been his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, I mean, yeah, exactly. You never regret that trip. I mean, the world, and sadly, the world's filled with people who took a chance on a dream and it didn't work out. You know, but hopefully the most of them ended up okay.
Well, and that's, you know, the thing, like, though. Like, that might be the difference if you'd say, that might be the difference between with racquetball and just going on a trip in general.
Yeah.
Like, you would never think that you regretted the trip, but if you looked at it as, like, a failed dream to be the number one racquetball player in the world, then, like, I can see how that can be self-perverted into failure.
Yeah.
But,
oh, absolutely.
You know, especially at the time or immediately after.
Yeah.
But in the long run, it just becomes, like, you know,
life experience and something you tried to do and
it didn't work out. Not everyone gets to be the best in the world. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's only, in every era, there's, you know, there's, every season, there's only one number one. And a lot of the time, that one number one has a run where it's like that way for a long time. And the current era that we're in, that number one guy has been the number one guy for, you know, an incredibly long time.
He didn't even drop a game.
Yeah, he hasn't lost a game this season thus far. Like, it's,
I think it's over.
What, I think there's a few pro stops left. There's one in, like, Portland coming up.
Oh, is there?
One in Florida.
The way they were still, the way they were talking about the season was that it was over, but yeah.
Oh, yeah? Well, then, yeah, I mean,
I could be wrong, geez. And I didn't actually look at the
thing. That's fucking ridiculous. Like, that is, it's like,
yeah.
It's, I mean, can you imagine that in, you know, in any sport? You know, like, even if a team swept through the entire playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, like, the equivalent of not dropping a game in a whole season in, like, an NHL, I gotta say that's gotta be close to something like 75-7.
Okay, so,
and then not dropping a single game in the playoffs. Like, the equivalent of going a whole racquetball season and not losing a game when you're playing best of 5-11, that would probably be like a team going, like, a baseball team going, like, 130-32 or, like, 75-7. And then, yeah, they don't lose a single game in the playoffs. That's a given.
I
don't know.
The only thing about it, though, is that these sports have a lot more people playing in them.
Exactly. No,
I do think that Kane is the greatest of all time, and I do believe that he would have quite the run, even if it was the size of, say, tennis. But I just don't think that there's a hope in hell that...
I don't know that it's the same.
Yeah.
And we'll never know.
No, we will.
Maybe we will. It'd be great if we would know someday if the game did get bigger, and we could know that.
It would have to explode in the next couple of years, because he's at least 35.
Yeah, I think so.
And so he's, you know, how long would you expect a guy to keep going athletic run like that?
I think he's got a lot of years left if he wants to have a lot of years left, but there's also a lot of stuff. I mean, I've never been that age before, so, you know, I know
Cliff
Swain and Mike Green are having amazing careers into their 40s right now, and Cliff is even in his late 40s, but
is he having an amazing career where he's the number one in the world and can win?
Not dropping games in entire seasons.
Like, doing that in a tournament is pretty fucking incredible.
Remarkable. Making the semis in a pro stop is... Yeah. Making the quarters in a pro stop is remarkable. Like, you know, let alone... Yeah, I mean, to go a whole season and not lose a single game is... Yeah, I think it is... You know, I think it is different than something like tennis or... You know, it's just... Yeah, but... I mean, let's make an equivalent of it in tennis is, okay, a guy wins, you know, a major, you know, he wins all the majors, and one of the majors he doesn't drop a single set.
Yeah.
And, you know, the rest of them he wins, you know, in four. It, you know, the final he wins in four sets. And the rest, you know, the odd match he gets a set taken off of him, but...
I mean, I think the more accurate tennis equivalent is just to win all four Grand Slams in one season.
Yeah.
And
you
maybe,
never see that happen, really.
Yeah, and maybe to say not dropping a set, because you can obviously drop games within a set.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's different. It's totally different because of the serve, but...
Yeah. Yeah, tennis is a funny sport that way, for sure, with the one guy serving the whole time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it'd be... I mean, to not drop games in tennis would be... I mean,
yeah.
That's...
It's one hell of defense, that's for sure.
That's crazy dominance that... I mean, there's definitely matches where guys, you know, win the, you know, 6-2, 6-1, 6-0, and stuff like that. But these are, you know, not all of Kane's... I mean, there's a lot of blowouts when Kane's winning three straight and he's blowing people out. But there's close games in there always.
Yeah.
You know, and he's playing the best players in the world.
That's the other thing I sometimes wonder. You know, it's interesting to me to see... Sorry, I don't mean to turn this into a racquetball podcast, but I guess we are. There's Andy Parea. He made a semi once.
Andre?
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
Andre Parea.
Made a final.
Or, sorry, the final, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you, like, these WRT guys, Alex Cardona, like, what if they were to... play IRT stops.
Yeah.
You know, there's other, like, just to me, the fact that he made the final, sorry, it was a final.
Yeah.
To me is proof that some of these guys could...
Oh, there's legit players on that tour, and they're getting better and better all the time.
Yeah.
You know, they're playing more, so they're getting better draws. You know, and they're legit. Like, I mean, they're great players.
Yeah, so what if they were playing on the IRT? Like, to me, I used to think, at least when that tour started... The, you know, good tour, good players.
Yeah.
But they're not top eight.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's all in question.
It's all
for
in
me.
Question with Landa.
Yeah.
Parea. You know, Jake's made the odd.
Yeah.
The odd quarterfinal. Yeah, we're super inside here, guys. Sorry, I guess.
Yeah. Start our own racquetball podcast.
Start our own racquetball podcast. But it's hard when you're sitting in front of a 3-0 game and Washington's on the power play.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see this going...
So something else you talked about in the last podcast there with whatever you call him now.
Bob?
Okay.
Yeah.
You're talking about your kid's name, and I just assumed that you would have named him after me. So you got
it's
something
not a
to
bad
tell
name.
Me?
Chris Connell? It's not bad. It's just, I don't know. It's alliteration. Alliteration's tough. I'm struggling with alliteration.
Yeah.
I like the name Cash. You know, Johnny Cash. It's alliteration. It kind of sounds cool, but there's always like, there's also like the money connotation to it. The ref and the guy just ran into each other. Orlov and the ref. That was funny. The connotation with money, the alliteration of it, it's kind of, it probably comes off douchey. I can't name my kid Fat Mike.
How about, I got one for you that I don't think you've thought of. Steve Daves.
Steve Daves. Huh. Steve Daves Connell. I like it.
Just,
I like it a lot.
It's just a throwback to one random comment.
One
from...
random thing. That, yeah. One time, yeah. Do you know the story of the origin of Steve Daves?
I know it.
Yeah, well, they don't know it, and maybe it won't even be funny for the people listening. But one time, my buddy who does the podcast with us from time to time, Bob, was living at my grandma's house because he's always been a close friend of the family, and he's living at grandma's. And our buddy Ryan came over one time, but he dressed, you know, my grandma kind of knew who Ryan was, but Ryan kind of dressed in a disguise. And she was like, "Oh, Ryan's here." And Bob was like, "No, that's not Ryan. That's Steve Dave." And then Ryan's like, "Yeah, Steve Dave. Yeah, this is Steve Dave." And then my grandma was like, "Oh, Steve Dave. Steve Dave's here." And then eventually it just became Steve Dave's.
Yeah.
But he did originally say Steve Dave.
Oh, so not...
Pretty certain that he said Steve Dave.
That makes a lot more sense.
And then eventually... And there's actually a character in... I think it's Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. That's name is Steve Dave. And there's a line that happens where it's, "Tell him, Steve Dave." And there's actually a podcast on the Kevin Smith Smodcast network called "Tell Him, Steve Dave." And it's with, you know, the guys... It's with, like, a lot of the guys from Comic Book Men, like Brian Johns. I don't know if anyone watches Comic Book Men. Anyways... regardless, short story long, I think it eventually, I'm pretty sure they said Steve Dave, and I don't know if that's where Bob got it from, is from seeing Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back or what, but he said, I'm certain he said Steve Dave, and then eventually Ryan coined it into Steve Dave's.
Yeah.
And that was like his new name, his like alter ego or whatever, whatever. And, yeah. That's Steve Dave.
I just thought it was an interesting
Steve
idea.
Dave's Connell. Steven. Steve.
You probably don't give him two first names. They'd probably have to go as a first name, middle name. But
yeah. No, it wouldn't be Steve Dave's. Steve Dave's Robert. Like, it wouldn't be...
I mean, it could be, but...
It could be. Steve Dave's could just be his
or
name.
Or it could be
one word.
Steve and then, like, Dave's Robert Connell. Or...
Yeah. Two middle names is a thing.
Yeah.
But I think it would be Steve Dave's... Dave Steve's Connell.
Food for thought.
Food for thought, yeah. Steve Dave's. Yeah, maybe. I'm really kind of stumped at this. Lisa's starting to get pretty antsy and her pantsy about it.
I kind of like what my sister and her boyfriend did. They had a couple names. They were pretty sure what they were going to do, but they waited till they met her.
Yeah,
they changed it last minute, and I think she's perfect for her name.
Her name suits her?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the move. Maybe we whittle it down to five.
Wow.
I'm so indecisive with things, though. It's hard. This thing...
I think five's going to give you a hard time come... You've got a new life
there.
It's got
to probably be three.
I was going to say two to three.
Two to three, yeah. I'm bad with this thing. Lisa's really pointing it out a lot lately because I guess maybe I'm doing it more or it's just really wearing on her. We'll have an option of, like, what to get. So, like, say you're at McDonald's, and you want to get a McDouble or a McChicken. And I do this thing where I go, you know, yeah, I could get the McDouble, because, you know, I like McDoubles, and they're good. They got the ketchup and the pickles, but I could also get a McChicken, because those are good, too. Like, I go through, and she's like, yeah, great. Like,
you
just explained.
You have this all decision.
You just explained, like, the options. I'm fully aware of the options. That's why I'm asking you what you want to do, and you just told me, yeah, we could do this, but we could also do this. It's like, oh, thanks Sherlock, good investigative reporting there, thanks for the help. I watched we did this sweet thing for movie night last night. Shout out to Jess and Colin, our friends. I've explained movie night many times before. One out of the four of us has a movie they pick the movie, they watch the movie at their house, you buy the food. Yesterday we watched The Founder, and
oh, yeah.
It was all you can eat McDonald's was the meal.
Oh, I love it.
Awesome, right?
Yeah.
Unreal.
I was thinking
so
about that, doing
about
that later,
it.
Tonight even.
And watching The Founder or not? Just eating all you can eat McDonald's.
Yeah, by myself and not telling anybody about it. And then tomorrow wondering why I'm fat still. But
so, good movie. Very good movie. I liked it a lot. I gave it a 4. If it was on Netflix, I'd give it a 4 out of 5. Fortunately, it's not on Netflix yet. But check it out. It's pretty cool. Michael Keaton's amazing, as he always is. It's about McDonald's. You knew that, obviously.
Yeah.
So I got the jalapeno guacamole Angus burger. I got a McDouble and a junior chicken in order to make a McGangbang. We all know the McGangbang. You split open the McDouble and put the junior chicken in there, lube it up with some ketchup and McChicken sauce, and voila, delicious. And it actually ended up being a ranch, a bacon chicken ranch junior chicken, actually. So it was like 50 cents more. I felt bad, even though it wasn't my money. I was like, 50 cents more, but this is going to be pretty remarkable with McGangbang. And I got a sausage McMuffin because they do breakfast all day now.
Because it's awesome, yeah.
Because
you can.
Because it's fucking awesome, and I can. And I got 2 baked pies and a $1.40. Oh, big slash there. Jeez, vicious. He broke his stick. He slashed him so hard. Oh. Vicious sport. And I got a $1.49 ice cream cone so that I could put the ice cream. I didn't buy a drink at McDonald's. I brought my own pop to movie night, and then I put the ice cream. I took the ice cream cone on the cup, and I just ripped off the ice cream and ate the cone with the remnants of ice cream in, and had the ice cream in my Pepsi Next. So I had a Pepsi Next float.
Oh, nice.
As well. Yeah, and it was a glorious meal. I thought I was going to feel like a big bag of shit after it was over, but I felt pretty all right and great about it.
Big bag of shit, yeah.
I didn't eat all of the food. I left about half of the, a little less than half of the jalapeno guacamole burger, and a little less than half.
Was it no good or just too much?
It wasn't too, like, I could have finished it.
I'll tell you what, because those pictures look really fucking good, but there's a part of me that goes, I don't know about McDonald's guacamole. And it just, those flavors don't seem like McDonald's has a flavor.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't feel like a match.
Chris, you are right on the nose there. The jalapeno guacamole Angus burger was by far the most expensive thing, even if you calculate the McGangbang in what it is,
in
two burgers,
parts,
even
yeah.
combining. It was far and away the most expensive thing on my order, and it was the worst. The sausage McMuffin, I'm not sure. Maybe it's
you
just a
egg?
Breakfast. I got with the egg and the sausage and the cheese.
It's,
I had to put ketchup on it. If I didn't put ketchup on that thing, it would have been a chore.
I'll tell you what. I love those more than my ex-girlfriend. And it's... But it has its time.
I just wasn't that impressed. I don't know why. I was so jacked up for it.
I don't think you can have it with other burgers. Like, that, to me, that doesn't seem like it would go together.
Yeah, maybe it just didn't work. I had to add ketchup to it. And that helped, for sure. But, yeah, I mean, it was close. I mean, it was sorely, sorely disappointing. Like, it was not all it was cracked up to be. It was dry-ish. I mean, I'm not going to say it was bad, but for a a $6.99 burger...
Yeah.
When, you know, I had the glorious monstrosity that is the McGangbang with added ranch and bacon into it, another goal. They got to get him out of the game now. Just rest him up for game 7. Fleury's got to come out. They're just letting him rot right now if they... But yeah, it was ridiculously disappointing. That wasn't why I didn't finish. I was kind of like, I could have finished all the food.
You ordered a lot of food.
I ordered a lot of food. I could have finished it all, but it was kind of like, I'm not hungry anymore. I could still eat, but I'm not hungry anymore. I don't have a problem with leftover food, leftover McDonald's.
Yeah.
I can reheat refrigerated McDonald's and be fine about it. So why, I'm going to enjoy this tomorrow.
Yeah.
I got lunch to take to work, and I'm going to enjoy this tomorrow. So I'll just pack right away.
Finishing this now serves you no benefit.
Yeah. And I had a little bit of a berry baked pie left too, and I ate it for lunch today, and it was just as delicious, and I loved it. But yeah, don't get the jalapeno guacamole Angus burger. It was disappointing.
While I was in Costa Rica, there's in the kind of little there's a little like mini mall kind of attached to the hotel, and there was a McDonald's in it. And day one, Dan goes down there and he orders that burger, and he comes back and he's raving about it. And I think he was just raving about it because, like, especially at the time, it was brand new. I had never seen it anywhere. I was like, oh, that's a pretty sweet like Costa Rican McDonald's burger.
Yeah.
Right? And we don't get guacamole that like, and it's guacamole, so of course, like to me, it makes sense that you would have it in Costa Rica, but you wouldn't have it
elsewhere. Yeah.
And I was like, I kind of want to try that. I'm like, I kind of just don't see it working. And,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that it could work.
Yeah.
I mean, jalapenos are always a burger's way to my heart.
Yeah.
And guacamole I'm a big fan of too. But I'm pretty sure that all it had on it was cheese, guacamole, and jalapenos. And the burger. I'm a guy that likes a lot of fixins on his burger, and I don't think there was much there.
Yeah.
And yeah, the bun was like dryish, and I mean, oh my god, why is he still in the game? This is a fucking laugher at this juncture. Get him the fuck out of the net right now. He's getting embarrassed in at home. It's in Pittsburgh, and they're running it up on him. You're just letting him rot out there. Like, get him out of the fucking game. You're not winning this one now. You're just rubbing his face in it. That's why Patrick Waugh left Montreal. I mean, this is maybe different. It's a playoff game, and that was a 9-1 game against the Red Wings that ran Patrick Waugh out of Montreal. But they should have pulled him after 4-0.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what it was. Maybe
Matt Murray back?
No. So that's maybe part of it. But at this juncture, you're not winning this game. Like, just get him out of there. Like, come on, man. Like,
he's still in there.
You've got to rest him up. I mean, you gotta play on Wednesday. You know, Oilers Anaheim's on Wednesday, but so is Pittsburgh Washington. You only got one day rest. Like, just get him out of there. Let him fucking decompress here. Unless they only have one goalie dressed, and then, well, I don't know why an NHL team would ever do that. But yeah, maybe it was just a bad batch. Like, maybe I just got a bad burger.
Yeah.
Or whatever, but I don't know that McDonald's is up for the high-class burger. I don't know that you go to McDonald's and get a high-class burger.
Yeah.
I mean, it certainly didn't work. I have not ordered... I'm pretty sure I've ordered Angus burgers before from McDonald's, and they've been good. But I gotta say that I'm not sure that that's
I have had some of their premium burgers before, and they're, like, they're good, but I still...
It's no
like,
Fuddruckers.
I go back to Old Trusties.
Yeah,
like,
you just gotta get the shitty fucking cheeseburger.
Yeah.
You gotta get their shit burgers.
Give me that quarter pounder.
Just get... Yeah, keep it simple.
Yeah.
It's the McDonald's taste. And yeah, I think I have had a good Angus burger at McDonald's too, but nah. Just... It's out of your lane. I understand it's probably more healthy. It's more high quality.
Yeah.
You're catering to a more upper, you know, you're catering to a more hoity-toity crowd or just a more of a burger connoisseur. But I'm going to look to Fuddruckers if I want to go fancy with my burger.
Well, Fuddruckers has good burgers, but there's a lot of very good burgers out there.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
I mean, any
sit-down
restaurant, I would say Five Guys is amazing. I would say any sit-down restaurant is probably going to make you a pretty good burger for the most part. And
like,
any of these burger specialty places,
Congress?
Like Five Guys. Congress, I hear Colin was talking about, he said he is weird with fast food because he's not into burgers. But it's not that he's not into burgers. He's not into fast food burgers.
Okay.
But he specifically mentioned Congress.
They've got
as
good
a great
burgers.
Burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do. Well, and they also, they branched out and made a burger food truck too.
Yeah.
But they make really good burgers. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Best burgers in town. That's my dad question
though,
your old man.
My best burgers are really good. They're really good. I'd have to give him a Congress. Bridges makes it. Those chicken finger arms. I got a spicy chicken sandwiches. It's really good. I would like to see my dad put a Fuddruckers burger against a Congress burger and see what... I wonder what he thinks the best burger in the city is. I imagine he would say Fuddruckers.
He told me it's Bridges.
It's
this
Bridges.
Is, he told
really?
Me that many years
best
ago.
Best burger is Bridges.
That's why I brought that up. Yeah.
Really? Bridges, you go there. It's the best. Oh, I know for a fact. He has all his things that he says. It's really quite good is one that he says. And I know for a fact.
Yeah.
And he's got his things that he says. It's really good. That spicy chicken sandwich, it's really good.
Your dad told me Bridges are the best burgers in town.
Would you agree with that?
They've got good burgers. I would say maybe at the time, he may have been right at the time.
Yeah.
This was 10 years ago. Huh. This is a long time ago that he told me this. I think Congress is way up there.
Yeah.
I haven't had a Bridges burger in a long time either. Yeah. I feel like they're not as good as they used to be.
Yeah, they've maybe lost a step.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it can happen. Oh, absolutely. I mean, who knows who the cooks are? I mean, I'm sure it's still very good.
Yeah.
But it's a dog-eat-dog world out there for burgers, especially fancy high-class burgers.
Yeah.
You know who I wasn't overly impressed with the burger? I mean, it was fine. I wouldn't say it was bad.
The Innsfree burger?
The Innsfree burger? Oh, yeah? They got a good burger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Inside joke, I'll explain later.
Okay. The Big Kahuna burger?
Yeah, that's
that?
In Innsfree.
That was in Innsfree, the Big Kahuna burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great burger. Fat Ralph's. I remember Fat Ralph's in Chamberlain. I'm pretty sure I had the Fat Ralph's burger. I remember it being very good. I really only had it once, and it was I was quite young, but I remember it being dynamite. Stacked, though. It was fine. That Stacked burger bar place.
It's gone.
Oh, it is. Well, I mean, sorry to say, but it was a conversation at work the other day. It was not overly impressive. It's always cool when you can put whatever you want on your burger, but you're expecting this big, crazy, awesome burger place. And it was fine. It wasn't bad, but it was kind of like, eh.
If you're going to name your business after it, like,
if you're going to revolve
top,
around, like, make
top
your own
burger, a little
was,
bit, yeah.
Yeah, it was not too impressive at all. So.
I went there one time, and I enjoyed it. I would have gone, I guess.
I would have gone back. If it came up, I mean,
yeah,
there's
it just
many
never
other
came
places
up and,
I would have went to more.
Yeah.
I mean, I could eat Fuddruckers 3 days a week at least. Mm-hmm. I don't, but I could. It's my favorite. But.
Okay, well, we're going to a different segment here. It's called Chris's Bathroom Break.
Okay. This is really unexpected.
Yeah, well,
I think, you know, we've probably done about a whole episode's worth of... And maybe I'll just end the show.
Yeah. Fine.
I gotta make this work. Actually, I leave you guys with Lee's bathroom break all the time. And then I gotta piss too. So maybe when he gets back, I'll give him Lee's bathroom break. It'd be really funny. So yeah, I've left you guys with Lee's bathroom break a lot. So maybe Chris's bathroom break, I gotta make do of it. Fleury still in the net, still making saves. I don't get it. This frustrates me. I want to text shout out to my buddy Austin. He's a big Penguins fan. He's probably hopefully he's got his alleged green medicine, and he's calm about this situation. But I don't imagine this is tough to deal with, a very stressful situation at the moment. I would like to know what he thinks about them leaving Fleury in the net at the moment, because I don't think that's a good idea. But I mean, I guess maybe potato, potato, who knows? It is what it is. But I don't want my friends to be upset. So I am hoping for the Penguins to win this series. And I like Crosby and I like the Penguins. I don't really have anything against Washington. I like Washington. A lot of people don't like Ovechkin. Are you one of these people that is like anti-Alex Ovechkin?
No.
Like, why? Why do people...
Because he's Russian.
Like, my mom is like, I just don't like Ovechkin. And I'm like, why?
I didn't think that there's that many people against him. I was always under the impression that, like, you kind of just instinctively pit him against Sidney Crosby. And
yeah.
It's like, you know, which one do you like better? Well...
Well, sure.
Sure.
That doesn't mean you have... Like, he doesn't play dirty. I mean, we can talk about this Crosby play, but for the most...
Crosby's had questions.
Is what it is.
Too, yeah.
I mean, it's hockey, and we've talked about the play already. Like, we've talked it out. But, you know, he doesn't play dirty. He plays hard. He hits people. He's back-checking now.
Yeah.
He used to, like, not back-check, and he had this reputation for being lazy on the other side of the ice. But he back-checks now. He plays a little bit of a defensive game. He hits people. He's a great player. He's, like, fun to watch. He plays the game hard, and he's got passion. I don't know what's not to like unless you're...
Yeah.
I guess unless you're a diehard Pittsburgh fan and there's the rivalry, and you're a diehard Crosby fan, or a diehard Canada fan. I mean, maybe it's just the opposition with Canada, Russia.
I can see that, like, being a reason, but you get over that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the Olympics right now. It's a different, like, yeah, I want Crosby's team to beat Ovechkin's team, but it's nothing against Ovechkin. We're not watching the Olympics right now.
Might be a little more cocky than Sidney, but I wouldn't say he's more cocky than a lot of guys would be in his spot.
Well, and he's gotten better with that stuff, too. Like, when he was younger, yeah, like, he got the reputation for celebrating a bunch and being cocky a bunch. But I think he's gotten a lot better with that, the way that Crosby
used
to...
He was also 18 or 19.
He was also a kid.
Yeah.
He was a fucking kid. He's still young. You know, he's only, like, a year older than Crosby is, and Crosby's still young. Crosby's an 87, so he just turned 30. I mean, I guess that's not... Especially for, like... pro athlete. It seems like pro athletes are much more like grown up than real people, than regular people are, but like still
that's
like,
what I'm starting to realize too, that all of these guys,
these
18
year olds, you watch them do interviews and you're like, I'm not as mature as that guy on an interview.
Now what I'm thinking is I look at a guy like Sidney Crosby and I go, wow, he's one of the more mature players in the league now. He's got to be kind of on the other side of the bell curve, I'd assume, of league age.
He's probably one of the older guys in the league.
Yeah, he's on the older.
He's only
half
30.
Of it.
Like, he's still.
I'm
young,
not saying
but,
he's old, but
yeah,
I'm just like,
yeah.
But he's younger than us.
Yeah.
And so, like,
yeah,
he's one of the old ones, and he's younger than us. So, you know, where was I? I don't know. Where was I at that age?
Yeah.
This is kind of what I'm
exactly
thinking.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, he was a kid, and you know, I think he's done a lot better with that stuff now than he used to.
Yeah.
And on top of that, like. They broke the shutout. Good for them. And not much of a celebration. That's good because, we're getting ready for Game 7. Yeah. The fans are going nuts. They're not going nuts. They're just, like, happy the shutout's
broken.
The sixth
letter left there.
Yeah, there's... That stadium's emptied out quite a bit. But the same way Crosby had a reputation for whining a lot when he was younger, I think he's done a lot better with that. People always... give him shit. Big assist. Great pass. Great pass there. The finish from Gensel.
No look pass even.
Boom. Or Gensel or whatever. Yeah. Fucking right. It's good job, Sid. But people always used to ride him about his whining to the refs. They still do. Yeah. You know, I think he's probably gotten a lot better about that stuff. He's also got guys hacking and hitting him and crawling all over him
all game long. Treating him like he's the best player in the league.
Yeah. So, I mean, you would think a guy would get a little frustrated and would be looking for calls, because I'm sure there's many times where calls are valid, and it's the dog-eat-dog world out there. It's tough, so, yeah.
All right.
So, now we'll have Lee's bathroom break.
Oh, geez, can we just end it?
No.
I'm gonna end it.
Nope, Lee's bathroom break.
You're not gonna fart into the thing this time?
Well, if I've got, like, runny, I could.
I don't want to hear about your bowel movements.
I just think if I try to fart, I'm gonna have. It's gonna be wet. I'm gonna follow through. Oh, another goal.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's fun.
Another goal. I just think if I try to fart, there's something in there
that might be.
That's not just air. There's a little bit of liquid with the air. It's the precipitation level of the dew point or all the weather stuff. Precipitation is about 70%. So if I fart, I will probably poop a little bit, and I don't want to do that. So I'm just gonna have a piss. I'm probably gonna fart. You ever fart like naturally when you piss? I'm gonna try not to fart when I naturally want to, because I'll probably shit my underwears. I can't fart in the mic, but yeah, at least bathroom break. Boop a doop boop boop.
Oh, yeah, so I guess it's just me sitting here to talk to myself. I'm checking in for my flight. I'm going to Edmonton tomorrow, and then I'm also coming back home tomorrow. So that's a thing that I'm going to do. I'm really racking up my Aeroplan miles by doing it the way I'm doing it, because I really didn't want to spend the night in Edmonton, so I wanted to fly in and out the same day. But there's not a whole lot of direct flights to Edmonton. So what I'm doing is I'm flying Saskatoon to Calgary, Calgary to Edmonton, and then in the evening, Edmonton to Calgary, Calgary to Saskatoon. So it's a long day, four flights. for basically a 3-hour meeting, 3-hour event tomorrow, and that's my life. So I checked in for my flight. There's some early standby options that are interesting to me because I'm scheduled to get in at 1 a.m. Basically Wednesday now, which I don't really want to do, get in so late, but you know, I didn't want to stay in the hotel. So what do? You get home at 1 a.m. and that's how it is. Yeah. Here we go. All right. End it.
Okay. Yeah. I think the way I might end this,
I got an idea.
Please don't shit on my floor.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm going to take it into the, okay. We're just going to, I'm going to let the listener in on a big experience. So we got another Lee's bathroom break coming, but we're going to let you guys inside the sphincter studio situation here. And you guys get to experience what I was talking about. So I'm sitting down and try not to get any on the phone. That's what I was working with. So, oh, there's more. I'm really hungry. I don't know if that has anything to do with, I've had a lot of chia seeds and hemp hearts. And that McDonald's, maybe the McDonald's, the reheated McDonald's is causing this. This happens a lot though. I'm sure everyone gets wet farts from time to time. Well, our show has really reached a new low here. Maybe next week I will masturbate on the air. I don't know if I want to do that with Nationals coming up so soon. Oh. What kind of show are we running here? Okay. I got some important paperwork. Oh. Okay. All right. I got some important documents to tend to. Let me tell you. So, you want to say anything to our audience?
No.
Okay. That's it. That's all. Thanks for listening to Grown Men Coloring. Follow us on Twitter. Write a review on iTunes. You probably want to write a 1-star review, but comment, review, all that stuff. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time. Bye-bye.